Good morning, and welcome once again to the week of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawa. Today is Sunday, January 22nd, and the topic of our devotional this morning is Agonizing for Souls in Prayer. Our text taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. As we say, the Apostle Paul knew how to agonize in prayer for the souls of men. He understood the principles of prevailing prayer, soul travail. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 32, he said, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. There he was talking about something that happened in the spirit. It was a spiritual warfare. In Revelation chapter 19 verse 11, the Apostle John tells us, in righteousness he doth judge and make war. We judge and make war in righteousness. The phrase make war is the Greek polemio, and it means to be engaged in warfare, to battle or fight. Instead of war, it's also sometimes translated battle. War is also translated from stratomai, which has to do with war, as in soldiers in a warfare. But then there's agonizomai in Greek, another word for war, which is more about contending for something. This time it's more passionate and intense, and it doesn't necessarily use arms. That's where the English word agonize is derived. That's what we are expected to do in praying for lost souls. We agonize because we have an adversary that's warring against us. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The word wrestle is the generic term for war, battle, fight, or struggle, letting us know that all of these have to do with our adversary. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 3 to 4 tells us about this adversary and the extent of his wickedness. It says, But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, to whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This is why you must pray intensely for sinners to be delivered from the power of Satan into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Agonize for them in prayer. This is a priority in warring a good warfare. Glory to God. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for pouring out your spirit upon all humanity, making it possible for all men to receive the glorious gospel of Christ. I break the power of the devil over people's minds, whom you've destined for salvation today. They are delivered from darkness to light and into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. And Ephesians chapter 16 verses 12 and 13. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, This is why you must pray intensely for sinners to be delivered from the power of Satan into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bonarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bonarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.